Governor Nixon wants a major jobs creation bill on his desk before the legislature takes spring break at mid-March. The House has acted quickly to approve a bill and send it to the Senate. Nixon deflects a question about how many jobs the bill might actually create.
I mean, it just provides us tools to be able to be competitive. I don't think you can quantify exactly what it does.
Nixon does point to an example. The Quality Jobs Program helped a business expand in St. Joseph, adding 124 jobs. He says the state won't just throw money at the bad economy.
Now, we need to make sure that the tools that we use are being used correctly and that we're not wasting taxpayers' money and that there's accountability on these tax credit programs. And I look forward to working with the Senate on that. I think they've got some good thinkers over there that are going to help Missourians make sure that the dollars that are spent well. But those tools are important. We think they need to be expanded.
As for Nixon's deadline, Senate Leader Charlie Shields of St. Joseph says the Senate is prepared to move the House bill through the Senate process quickly so the measure can begin making a difference.
This bill will have an impact on that. There's some deals out there pending. I think this can impact and start people back to work as soon as possible.
Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.